Hello, I'm Sarah Kennelly, and welcome to Dishing Up. This is a light bite and it's all about crew beans. This is an Irish dish, but you've probably never heard of them. They're also known as pig's feet or trotters or even hooves. Whatever tickles your fancy, really. Although I'm sure they sound a little bit more terrifying than ticklish to most of you. So they're an Irish delicacy and have a particularly strong history in rural areas in the west of Ireland, especially in towns like Dingle, where I'm from. But until the 20th century, it was also a very popular snack in cities, where pubs would serve the salty dish to customers in the hopes that they would drink more in typical Irish fashion. The word crubeen is an Irish term, meaning pig's feet. And in Irish folklore, the pig is the meat of heroes, meaning that every single part of the pig should be savoured and cherished. We even have a saying called Irvuin na Mhuica, which means on the pig's back, and it's used to express good luck and fortune. Crubeens are prepared by taking your trotters and chucking them into a pot of boiling water. The meat usually comes salted, but salting your water is also essential. My mother says to use about 2 fistfuls, but I think that that might be a bit irresponsible for me to recommend. So let's just say 1 fistful to be safe. This will take about 2 hours. And once they're close to cooked, you chop up a head or 2 of cabbage and you let that simmer for 5 minutes. Once that's finished, you plate it up and don't worry about the presentation. Boiled cabbage and pig's feet will never look idyllic, so that's no matter if you put a sprig of parsley on it or not. So I would just save yourself the trouble. And this is essential. You need to keep at least 5 napkins on hand because they are a very messy ordeal. It's impossible to eat them any other way than with your bare hands. So definitely don't serve up crubeens on the first date. And if you're wondering how they taste, it's similar to any other cut of pork really, but it's much softer. Crubeens are quite fatty and sticky because of the way that they're cooked, so they have almost a jelly-like texture. It is really tender and soft meat because you have to boil the life out of them. But it does actually have a lovely salty flavour, so I wouldn't knock it before you try it. So go on, give it a go, why not? Nibble on a few toes, but you know, be careful not to catch the nails. The toothache isn't worth it. For me, I used to eat them on special occasions when I was younger because they were my mom's favourite meal when she was growing up. But don't take my word for it. We've dialed in my mom to tell you all about it.
And we never got sick of them because they were so tasty. And to this day, I still love them. It was either crubeens or fish. There was no such thing as going into town and getting steak. We never had steak or anything like that. We were only delighted to have, if a pig was killed, we knew that we'd have crubeens. And, you know, you're talking about 12 people inside the family, 14 people. Sometimes, a lot of times, Maui would cook the dinner, and by the time the rest of the people would come along, that dinner would be gone. We used to be running home from school trying to get to the table, kitchen table, before the next person. And then we used to steal stuff out of the plate if the other person wasn't there. I suppose when we were young, we had them so many times, so it's nice kind of sitting at the table now and eating crubeens again. It brings back those memories from, I suppose, when we were younger. Maybe that's one of the reasons why I still like to eat. I used to give them to you and to Brady, at the Brady and Dye when we were young in America, and told them there was chicken. They used to love them. And then, I don't know, who figured out that there weren't chicken anymore, that there were crubeens, and then that was the end of it. Oh, you went crazy. You were screaming. If he didn't know that there were crubeens, he would have eaten. You'd still be eating them.
So thanks, Mom, for that lovely family history. I too loved crubeens growing up, but only because my mom lied to me and my siblings by telling us they were chicken wings. It's safe to say that a small family war broke out when, to our shock and horror, we finally realized we were nibbling on the feet of our favorite childhood movie character, Babe. But for my mom, crubeens were a really nostalgic meal, and I think she just wanted to share that part of her history with us, so we probably should have been a bit more sensitive, but I was 7, so I'll forgive myself. But nowadays in Ireland, you'd be hard-pressed to find crubeens on the menu really anywhere, and I feel like this is quite a normal pattern for Ireland, because we have really fallen out of touch with our traditional cuisine, opting for more international dishes like spaghetti bolognese or pad thai. And this is such a pity, because we should have respect for and celebrate our own cultural delicacies too. So I spoke to Regina Sexton, one of Ireland's top food historians and lecturer at University College Cork. She said that Irish food culture was disrupted by British colonialism, stunting the development of our food culture because we were forced to export the best of our foods to the UK. And just as colonialism aimed to do, British forces tried to kill Irish culture, forcing us to believe that English food and traditions were superior. So when we would cook, we would cook British dishes because, you know, it was a sign of status. And this means that still, to this day, there's a lot of shame attached to traditional Irish dishes, which are seen as inferior to more upper-class cuisine of colonial countries like the UK, Italy, Spain. But that's all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Sarah Kennelly, and this is Dishing Up. Today we learned all about croubeans, which I'm sure all of you are running out the door to go and try. See you next time, and remember, who you are is what you eat.